Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for October the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances wisely put in place by the founders, brilliant, one of the great solutions to restore the republic. That's how you and I fit in. Welcome to the broadcast. We reject revolution. We reject all kinds of ne'er-do-well plans that don't have a real answer at the end of the rainbow. You have a big old revolution or a secession, where do you end up then? Huh? Is it going to be better than what you've got now? We've got a lot of problems. We candidly admit that. But we also know the way to right the ship. We know the way to replot our course. And that is restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. So we support a peaceful restoration. And we support the American people being involved with all the checks and balances that the founding fathers bled, died, and gave their honor and sacred honor and fortunes for. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. We've got a barn burner broadcast today, to say the least. Your financial support and support in every way would be absolutely appreciated. LibertyRoundtable.com. We talked about the Bundy trial delayed because of the Vegas shooting. I told you that would happen. I was the only one pointing out how strange it was that this shooter came from the same town that the Bundy trial was about to start. Oh, lone wolves, crazy people. And would that affect the trial? Well, the judge says, yeah, we got to delay it. So it's October the 30th now. Might be delayed again. Poor Ammon, poor Cliven, poor folks with them not having a speedy trial. Due process suspended for them. What a shame, folks. Innocent until proven guilty. The timeline suddenly changed in the Vegas shooting as well. Security guard Mr. Jesus or Jesus Campos was shot 6 minutes prior to the rampage starting, they now claim. Way different from what they had, you know, a week plus ago. Now there's allegations the hotel lied. I wonder if the hotel lied or the police lied or the FBI lied. Who's creating subterfuge and confusion on this is the real question. And they also believed that he checked in to the hotel September 28th. That's 3 days before the shooting began. But now they say it was September 25th, 6 days before the shooting began. Lombardo, that's the sheriff down there, said that investigators found evidence of medications used by Haddock but declined to announce what the details were. So now we're talking more medications than one. That's very strange. Paddock was receiving prescribed Valium by Dr. Stephen P. Winkler. So that's very strange. While everybody's debating that shooting, folks want the McDonald's Szechuan sauce. They were so crazy, they were calling for a boycott of McDonald's. It was so crazy, the police had to restrain people over the sauce. And some enterprising customers managed to score some of the sauce, sell it on eBay for hundreds of dollars for McDonald's Szechuan sauce, all tied to, like, cartoon movies and such. Wow, crazy. While that's going on, looks like Twitter circles the wagons around Planned Parenthood, writes LibertyNewsDaily.com, our news service. Twitter declared that Marsha Blackburn's pro-life comments was inflammatory. They took it down. The pro-life organization Live Action reported Twitter literally manipulating their results as well. And they say the GOP has nominated a maniac in senatorial candidate, Roy Moore. I love Roy Moore. Great guy. They say his neo-Confederate sugar daddy has deep ties to secessionists. By the way, that's Michael Perutka, a personal good friend. He certainly has deep ties to the South. He certainly believes in the founding fathers. When you say deep ties to secessionists, what does that mean? Because I believe secession is a legitimate right that the states have. If they joined the Union, they can leave the Union. Now, I know you would say, well, the Revolutionary War, Sam, put the states together forever. and the Civil War can't take them apart. Well, maybe that's true in a literal sense that, you know what? It's like the Hotel of California for the states. You can never leave the Union. But I'm telling you right now that if you fundamentally believe the states have authority to create the Union, they have authority to dissolve or check out of the Union also. So when we say ties to secessionists, it's a very inflammatory, incendiary statement that manipulates the truth as if he's some renegade. Let's be very clear. Michael Perutka, who has supported Roy Moore to the tune of about $600,000 over a significant number of years, is a good, honest American who believes in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, and is a current elected official. Let's be very clear about who Michael Perutka is. I will defend Michael Perutka. Radio host Delilah says her son committed suicide. Our prayers are with her. Detroit firefighter Robert Patterson brought watermelon to a celebration when he got hired as a firefighter. They said he was racist and he got fired. Second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Alan Phillips, vaccinerights.com, pandemicresponseproject.com. And we asked, is it racist to have a watermelon eating contest? Just wondering, can a black guy bring a watermelon to an event, but a white guy can't? Can I bring chips and salsa to an event, even if I'm not Mexican? Where do we go when it comes to this racial, divisionary, zero-tolerance reality check, huh? They say California is now a sanctuary state. What's up with that? I thought the laws are not... Well, what's the real law? Does the state set the law? Does the feds set the law? How come Donald's not cracking down on California? We got to talk about the totalitarian tiptoe. That's what Alan Phillips brought up when he talks about how they're moving more and more and more and more and more to a police state in America. It's a soft police state, mind you, but it can escalate quickly. That's for sure. Now, the EU prosecuting Ireland for not collecting enough taxes. See what I mean? It's a global push for tyranny. We stand for agency. The pro-choice folks want pro-death, but they're not pro-choice otherwise. Or they'd be helping out Ireland and saying, hey, why should the EU force taxes on Ireland? Where's the sovereignty of a nation, huh? All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Tell all your friends to donate today, would you please? Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. You know, the sheriff and the FBI have doubled down and said no evidence of a second shooter whatsoever. Anybody who says so is a conspiracy theorist, a nut, whacked out, no evidence whatsoever. Right, Kurt? You know, they've doubled down, tripled down, multiple times, hung their hat on that, right?
That's my understanding.
All right. Well, you know who the health ranger is, Mr. Mike Adams, right?
I've heard of him.
Well-known friend, well-known scientist, does stellar research, does a good job. Well, now Mike Adams, the health ranger, demands the FBI stop lying about the Vegas shooting, Kurt.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well. And Mike Adams takes things a step further. There's a lot of videos out there about, hey, a second shooter. And they play sounds of guns, and you can hear guns near and far away and things like that. But then a lot of people come back and say those are just echoes you don't even know. Well, while the government continues to double down saying there was no second shooter, Mike Adams takes things to the next level. Now, many people on the internet are pitching this as evidence, positive proof of a second shooter. I do not go as far as the positive proof statement, Kurt. But I do go as far as, you know what? Mike Adams has some very scientific data. It's about a 50-minute video or so. I don't have it in front of me right this second, but Mike Adams says, I want to be a scientist here. I want to use my own personal labs and the videos that are out on the internet and the audios, and I want to scientifically show you how all this works. And he points to a second shooter, and how he does that is he uses mathematics to scientifically show, hey, how long it takes a bullet to get from the gun to the shooting zone, how long it takes the sound to get from the gun to the shooting zone. And he compares the shooting, the bullets, the sounds, very scientifically based. And he shows you how there's very likely a second shooter. And the videos that he has are void of the echoes and some of the other videos. And there are some holes in Mike Adams' science a little bit. I've talked to some other experts that say, look, you know what? The bullet trajectories, or, I'm sorry, the bullets could be landing at different locations. So that could change things. The recording device could be moving. That could change things. So I agree there's some holes in what Mike Adams points to. However, I would submit to you that Mike Adams clearly alludes to that and says, look, I'm just a scientist doing my own backyard research. I'm one guy. It took me about 3 hours. I did it in my own labs without controlled evidence or anything else. And I'm just teaching you a principle about how this scientific research can be done. And if the FBI wants my help, I'm offering my help. And the only reason I did this research is because the FBI and the government's asking for citizen help. So I provided it, says Mike Adams. I've got more details of the breakdown on his, in my opinion, impressive scientific contribution to this. We'll do it in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Was there a second shooter? Mike Adams indicates yes, there was.
The first time I ever truly took a drink was the summer before my freshman year of high school.
When I was 12, I went to a party, and everybody was drinking, and so I just grabbed me a beer and started drinking.
The first time I drank, you know, it was fun. Fun to game, see if we can do it without getting caught. But I didn't know that I was going to wind up more.
I wasn't drinking beer. It took too long to get drunk, and I didn't like the taste very well.
You know, it got to the point where I was drinking so much, I was getting bored with the feeling. I was getting bored with the buzz.
That's all that goes through your head is, when am I going to get wasted again?
You know, I started in slowly, you know, with pot. Then you just slowly move up the scale. It's the typical story of a drug user.
Beer's the easiest thing for teenagers to get, and so they take one beer, which is like your first step.
Don't even do it. It's not worth it. Take it from somebody who knows.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The FBI continue to sit in the background as they control the investigation that happens in Vegas regarding this so-called shooter. I say so-called because everybody assumes this guy shot, because that's what we're told, but I don't even know if this guy was the shooter. He's certainly the patsy, and he's certainly dead. That's no doubt. Whoever this person is. You know, all I can tell you, though, is this. The government quadruples down and say no evidence of second shooter in Las Vegas, but we, even out on the internet, have Mike Adams, the health ranger, who says to the FBI, you got to stop lying about the Vegas shooting. And he does a forensic report on that there may very well be a second shooter. Now, I agree his evidence isn't flawless and it doesn't guarantee there was a second shooter. But it does open up serious questions about the government slash FBI slash local sheriff's narrative on this case. He basically gets down to the millisecond. He plots on graphs. The timestamps of things down to the millisecond. He compares the report of the rifles to the landing of the bullets. And he then compares the timestamps based on locations and distance. And he has charts where he does it very well. He admits several things that, you know what, he's using a certain rifle that they may have not used in this attack. So the data would need to be changed some. He admits that the report or the recorder could be moving, and that there could be reports of bullets landing in different locations. In other words, there's some variables here that Mike doesn't take into account. But Mike is not providing a definitive. What he's doing is showing how this can be analyzed from a scientific point of view and that the likelihood of a second shooter is very high. And that the United States government through the FBI can do a much more detailed forensic report than he's done. He just did it in 3 hours in his own lab with his own knowledge all by himself. Now, he points to they could do what he's done in a more definitive way because they'd know exactly what type of bullets were used. Were there more than one type of bullets? How many guns, et cetera? Do the bullets match the guns? A lot can be done here. And then, most importantly, you can take it even a step further and provide some triangulation reports that could even hone in on where, if multiple shooters were, in addition to confirming there were multiple shooters. A lot of people are coming back and saying this is definitive, 100% proof of multiple shooters. I don't go that far. I don't go that far at all. Because, again, Mike Adams is demonstrating some principles scientifically verifiable here that I find valuable. And it does open up questions about a second shooter more than anything else I've heard. The shots with echoes make me question. The shots where you hear close shots and further away shots or muffled shots bring in question. Because there's so many echoes with buildings. You know, the shooter could have turned around and shot more inside the hotel, which would explain muffled shots. I mean, you don't know at all those details from that echoey just sound. But when you start to compare things scientifically and put math to the equations and then offer your assistance to the FBI and say, look, if they need help with this, I'm available. And the only reason I'm doing this in the beginning is because they're asking for help on this. And it brings up serious questions about multiple shooters or a second shooter, at least from a scientific point of view. And then evidence by Mike Adams is pointed to they could take it a step further and get a lot more scientific than he did just coming out of the gate with triangulation and other methods. I'm wondering why the government is doubling down and telling us there were no second shooters, there's no evidence, when Mike Adams is, in my personal opinion, opened up the very likelihood of a second shooter. I wouldn't call it definitive yet, but I would call it enough to certainly reject the idea that there is no evidence of a second shooter. Now, you can discuss what evidence means, and you might say, well, Sam, the questions you bring up are logical and scientifically backed, but that doesn't, you know, create evidence in a court of law. I agree that the sheriff and the FBI might have a higher level or bar of what they're claiming to be evidence versus what I'm saying creates a likelihood or so. My problem isn't that. I can go there. They can say, Sam, you know what? You bring up good questions and there's no evidence, but we're going to look into it. I get that. My problem is when the government doubles down and insists that there are no other shooters, they're confident, insists that there was, you know, no ties to any foreign ISIS or whatever you want to call it, organizations. When they absolutely insist on their narrative is when I start to question, because they insisted on their timeline till it changed. They insisted on no foreign ties, except for now we went on all kinds of cruises to foreign lands, including the Middle East. That he wired money overseas to the Philippines. The Philippines is a hotbed for recruiting for ISIS and other places. Okay, so when they say there's no evidence of any foreign ties, no evidence that he was not alone, I'm disagreeing with that from the information that Mike Adams puts out and the information that he took multiple cruises and sent money overseas and everything else. Now, that doesn't mean that there's a definitive. That doesn't mean we rise to the level of factual evidence here, but it does mean we need to have open minds to changing facts in this investigation. Did the hotel lie or the FBI lie that created, or the sheriff lie, or sheriff's deputies? Who lied that created a timeline that changed? And will the timeline change again? And at what point do we believe they're being absolutely candid, open, and honest versus hiding information? I don't know all the answers, and I don't claim to, and I'm not pinning this on government. I'm saying that I don't like these definitive statements when Mike Adams, 10 days later, comes out of his own lab and says, man, there's a very good likelihood of a second shooter, and here's why, and it's relatively scientifically sound. Now, there's some variables that he doesn't take into account, but he freely admits, I'm doing this in my own lab, on my own time. It only took about 3 hours, but I'm trying to demonstrate a scientific principle. We need to double down and have the FBI do this kind of research. We need to add to that more scientific data, which would be triangulation and other ways to even create more of a reality check on this. Mike Adams is right. And why is the government doubling down on no evidence of a second shooter with the Mike evidence out there and what Mike Adams offering to help them? And when we know that they could probably do this in their sleep better than Mike Adams did, why are we doubling down with this narrative that there's no extra shooters? I just don't understand it, but I don't trust the narrative that we're given. Kurt, any thoughts on this? It's about a 50-minute video that you would have to work on watching the whole long thing to get the mathematics and the details behind what he puts out. But it's very, very important information that I'm not saying provides a definitive, but it can't be dismissed. Go ahead, Kurt.
Well, it'd sure be nice.
If the government would tell the truth, you could count on them, right?
I'm just saying if you just knew, if you could trust all these individuals involved. But, Sam, we've got so many situations, where they haven't been honest with us. And, you know, I welcome people's involvement. I don't care if it's in 9/11 or if it's in the JFK situation or if it's in, Flight 800. I mean, you just go down the list. We've been lied to so many times. You just got to ask yourself a simple question. What have they done in the past?
And that's why I accept their definitive statements. I just can't accept them. I've got to assume that they're lying from the start because that's what they've done so many times on every high-profile case. We find all kinds of details that are mismatched, and we seem to never get to the truth. If they would cop to the truth and hold some people accountable on occasion, my trust would go way up, but it never happens.
And like you said, this month is a perfect example. They say just a little later this month is supposed to be the date. That's 25 years after they made some law that said that, hey, we'd promise we're going to release the information about JFK. Sam, it was in 63 when that happened, and this whole idea of government by the people, transparency and all that kind of stuff. What's up with that?
But it's 54 years later, and we're still debating. Donald is waiting till the end of the month to tell you if he's going to even let you know the details now. And even if he does release it, it'll probably be redacted heavily.
Yeah. Or they'll have somehow lost a bunch of stuff, and it just, we just don't know where it went.
Well, and 55 years later, do you think they could create an alternative narrative that they could roll out and act like it's the real data and it's not, too? I mean, that's another possibility or question you can't ignore. I mean, they forged the birth certificate, for crying out loud. Donald was going to get to the bottom of that. Now that he's president and he can get to the bottom of it, how come we're not seeing a release on that, Kurt? I mean, if Donald's into transparency and if he's convinced the birth certificate's not real, then why doesn't Donald have a high-level investigation to solve it now? If anybody can do it now, it's the Donald. Where is he, Kurt?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's one of the things that made me, I guess you could say, most excited about his whole entry into the thing when
he's just too busy telling some chick her nose is too big or something.
Yeah, but he said we're going to get to the bottom of all this.
But he's not, Kurt. That's why we don't trust him, see? Will the black ops and government let Donald get to the truth? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Hillary Clinton is on the road promoting her new book. Currently, she is in the United Kingdom. During an interview with the Sunday Times, she made it clear that she did not bear any fault for having lost. She blamed her loss on alleged Russian influence, the email scandal, and other factors. While in London, Mrs. Clinton chimed in on Britain's decision to leave the European Union. She said that Brexit supporters believed a horrible lie and voted against a modern Britain, believing that somehow this would be good for their own small interests, overlooking the more common good. A Detroit firefighter began his first day of work at a station bringing a welcome gift and then was fired. 2nd Battalion Chief Sean McCarty said the welcome gifts are a tradition at the firehouse. It's not mandatory, it's voluntary. You come in bearing gifts, usually donuts, but you're allowed to bring whatever you want. Robert Pattison was a probationary firefighter. He brought in a watermelon with a bow on top. That offended several firefighters. Some called the watermelon racially insensitive. Others said the man just simply should have known better. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly internet news analysis service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, WorldAffairsBrief.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, the sheriff doubling down saying no evidence of second shooter in Vegas. But Mike Adams, the health ranger, demands FBI stop lying about Vegas shooting and puts together a very scientific, very valid case study about the likelihood of a second shooter and says flat out, hey, you know what? I'm just doing this in my own lab. It's not definitive, but it certainly brings up serious scientific questions that need to be asked. But the government not even entertaining those questions or those that evidence. They're not even really interested in Mike's help and what's going on with all that. And my problem is this definitive idea from the government that they've given you the narrative, buddy, and that's it. But the narrative has already changed multiple times. How do we trust them? They haven't been transparent with JFK, Oklahoma City bombing, 9/11, and we can go right on through to this case. And the problem that I have, Kurt, is not only are they not trustworthy from a transparency point of view, covering up, not only are they not trustworthy because we've caught them lying to us many times, but we also have multiple evidences of them becoming the provocateurs, literally making this stuff happen. From the Randy Weaver simple case of one guy and his little old family out in the boonies up on a hill by themselves in a little old cabin. You know, the agent government FBI provocateur talked Randy Weaver into cutting a shotgun off a little too short. So he broke the law. Then came the thunder. Then came the government attacks. And they literally had Lon Horiuchi, a government-hired sniper, murder Vicky Weaver with a baby in her arms. And then when we dug, they covered up and lied and lied. Eventually, Randy Weaver got paid a bunch of money from the government for their misdeeds. All right? On to the Ammon Bundy situation. We're very close to that because we were at the rally that started off the whole Occupy of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge. We weren't at the refuge. We reported on it heavily, but we were at the rally before that. And all I'm telling you is court cases have come out where the jury says these guys are not guilty. But the government continues to try to prosecute. In that court case, though, it turned out there were more than 15 government provocateur FBI agents that were involved in that group. So out of a super small group that took over the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, it turns out a significant number of them were agent provocateurs. Then the attorneys for Ammon Bundy and Clive and Bundy and others try to find out who those government agents are, and the judge says, no, you can't know who they are. This is the kind of stuff that makes me not trust government. It's one thing to say, we're not going to give you the whole scoop because it'll, you know, destroy the credibility of government or whatever. It's another thing when you go on the offensive and play the provocateur. When you play the escalant. Is that a word? Accelerant? Whatever word you want to use here. But they play the escalator of this. They escalate it. It's, well, Randy probably wouldn't have sawed off the shotgun. He was very resistant to doing it, Randy Weaver. But finally, when his supposed friend, it turns out to be a government agent provocateur in the FBI, finally convinced him to do it. Well, would Ammon Bundy and others have really committed this act of taking over the Malheur Wildlife Refuge if they didn't have government provocateurs and agents kind of egging it along, if you will, acting as the agent provocateur or the okay, you got to wonder these things, and you got to then start to question, right? And this is the problem that I have with the trust. It's one thing to cover up, which is bad enough. It's another thing to actively be a participant. That changes the game big time. Kurt, am I off base in these questionings that I have and these concerns that, you know what, they're on the offensive is the problem. How do you trust them when they do that stuff and get caught?
Well, we could throw in things like Waco. We could throw in things like TWA Flight 800, the Tuskegee thing.
You could even throw World War II in where there's evidence that we knew about the attack and let it happen.
Great point. You know, and wouldn't you like to just not have to have any of that stuff? It'd just be so refreshing. You could just say, look, these, of course, aren't this way because we have an honest, trustworthy, constitutional, righteous government.
Now, some would say, Sam, if I had a negative view of government like you do, man, I'd want to leave the country. And my response is, no, that's not true. I have an obligation to try to protect our country. I think we have the best country on the planet, even with all of our problems. But I don't trust government. And I'll give you another example. You know, you had Bill Cosby literally attacked big time for sexual, whatever you want to call it, deviance or whatever. He got attacked relentlessly. Then you had Donald Trump attacked relentlessly. Now, both of those guys, I don't have evidence, but I'm suspecting there's, you know, fire where there's smoke, right? But how come now this Weinstein? There's Weinstein and Feinstein, right? Feinstein's the chick in Congress. This guy's Weinstein.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Mr. Weinstein supposedly raped women and did all these horrible deeds. He got literally fired, and now he's under the gun. But why didn't Bill Clinton get the same treatment as all these three cases I just pointed to? Donald,
great points.
Bill Cosby, and Weinstein. How come Bill got a pat? No one really even took any of the examples against Bill seriously because Bill works for the government. Now, I would then say, well, there was drug running under Bill Clinton's gubernatorialship and presidency, and there's documentation to it.
Well, and there's a new movie out about, you know, that has to do with this,
But again, this is where government actively is involved in black ops operation. I've got article after article after article where the CIA and the FBI are involved in drug running. They have, quote, witnesses that participate, and they protect one drug cartel for the other drug cartel, and they say it's all part of the drug war. We've got an example where government plays the provocateur. And they shipped guns over the Mexican border. What's that called, Kurt? Fast and Furious? They literally purchased guns, got them to drug cartels and ne'er-do-wells to point back at our own law enforcement. And then at first they said, well, it's all the reason Mexico is so violent is because all these gun dealers or all these private sales of guns are happening. And they pushed for gun control. Then we found out it wasn't a lot of private sales happening. It was government would lean on the gun dealer and say, listen, I know you normally wouldn't sell this gun to this person, but sell it to them anyway. And the government literally was on the offensive creating the crisis and they got caught. If you go study Operation Fast and Furious, you'll find out that what I'm saying is true. And there was no real accountability, Kurt, for this at all. But again, there's an example where government plays the provocateur. Government is in bed with the evil ones. And so when these things happen, it's about impossible for me not to leave open a serious possibility that government's involved somehow. Now, you say, Sam, you could be wrong. They're not always involved. I agree. They're not always involved, and I could be wrong. But I've got a choice to think the government has some involvement or the choice to think government has no involvement. Right? And I choose to say whenever there is complete confusion on something, and whenever private citizens do a lot of research on our own and come to some conclusions that muddy the water big time, and government just points the finger at us and labels us, in other words, Mike Adams and Sam Bush, we're nothing but a bunch of conspiracy theorists with no credibility, and when the media tries to say we're peddling fake news and shut us out of the discussion, then I say there's an agenda. Because if there's not an agenda, why don't you go ahead and evaluate Mike Adams' evidence or his research, his scientific analysis, and why don't you double down and create an analysis of your own FBI that contradicts Mike's with evidence and proof and triangulation and everything else that we can analyze? Let's have this be a transparent, open discussion. Don't double down that there was no second shooter, but then ask the American people to help. But then when a scientist puts together a very detailed analysis to help, you dismiss him out of hand as an absolute whacked out conspiracy theorist. See, how's that all going to go down to the American people, Kurt? Then I report on it and they say, Sam, you're guilty of fake news. We better change the search engine so no one gets your information. You better trust CNN, Fox, and the government. Because they're the only ones with true information. Never mind they're on timeline 2.0 and working on timeline 3.0. Right? So what gives with all this, Kurt? And it's critical. How many people are reporting like we are? I'm not doubling down and saying, hey, I guarantee there was a second shooter. And I'm not saying anything of the sort. But I'm saying there's enough evidence for Mike Adams scientifically to say the possibility is there and you should not rule it out. And then when I bring that up, they say, well, Sam, how many investigations have you been on? Sam, what is your degree in this investigative? You don't even know what you're talking about, Sam. And I would say, you know what? I'm not claiming to be an investigator, but I am claiming to have a very solid, gifted mind for detail and for inconsistencies. And I'm telling you right now, to dismiss a second shooter out of hand with Mike Adams' information is irresponsible, to say the least. Unless there's a provocateur agenda, then it makes complete sense. I don't have the facts, but I have an open mind. The question is, do they?
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I'm telling you right now, Mike Adams' analysis over the Health Ranger is spot on. Is it definitive? No, it isn't. There's some variables, but I'm telling you right now, it's scientifically based. And for the sheriff to literally say no evidence of second shooter in Las Vegas attack, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is saying, you know what? I demand the FBI quit lying about the Vegas shooting. Very different reality checks. Why? And if I could trust my government, I could answer that. But I know they're on timeline 2.0, and I'm waiting for timeline 3.0 and 4.0 and whatever else to come out. Every point on this fiasco is really contested here. And you know what? If we knew more about the shooter, I might believe it's more the shooter. But the less evidence we have about the shooter and the less information we have about the shooter, and the more the sheriff will not talk about simple details like, hey, how many drugs the shooter was on, etc., the more I start to believe there was a government provocateur or handler or agent involved in some way. Because the less they have to tell you about the shooter, the more they cover up details of what actually happened, the more I start to question their narrative. At some point, you say there's too many questions about this that do not add up. All right, any additional information on this, Kurt? I'm not picking sides, and I'm not definitively saying there was a second shooter. I'm not definitively saying what happened. What I'm saying is to close off serious investigative avenues. When people like Mike Adams, who have put together a very good, well done, if you will, scientific analysis on their own and then offer help to the FBI and then suggesting how the FBI can even get more detailed information, why doesn't the FBI come out and do their own analysis like Mike Adams did, add the triangulation details to the report, and either verify what Mike Adams is saying or release a transparent rebuttal to it? Why do we have these definitive statements but yet just vague? I mean, right now what the government says is we know he acted alone, we know he had no foreign ties, we know this is horrible, and we've had to change our timeline, but don't worry about that. The hotel just got confused, and hey, we're definitive on all these things, but we don't really know what happened, and we don't really know a motive. How do you accept all that? They know so much about some things, but they don't know enough about other things. Well, that's typical in an investigation, Sam. Okay, that's fine, but it's not typical to rule things out so quickly, so definitively, especially when you ask the people for help, and then one person comes up and says, I'm a scientist, I'm ready to help. Are they accepting Mike Adams' help? You think the FBI's got Mike Adams flown in for the help and the support there? See, all I'm telling you is there's a very weird disconnect going on, Kurt, that I'm not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with the hotel's response. I'm not comfortable with the government, the sheriff, the FBI's response. I'm not comfortable with these things at all. And simple questions are not being answered. Why would the sheriff not tell us what kind of medications he was on? By the way, we even identified the doctor that was prescribing the medications to him. Why hasn't that guy been publicly interviewed and laid out what medications and what psychotropic drugs he was on and all that kind of stuff? I'm just telling you right now, they're too quick to give you details. The mainstream press, too quick. Government, too quick with details that control a narrative. But not even willing to cover details that can open this thing up to, in my opinion, real open-minded investigations. All right, enough on the shooting. Any other thoughts on that, Kurt? We've covered it to ad nauseum, but you know what? This is a big case. And the reason this is so critical is it affects so many different things. And you know what? JFK has taken us 50-plus years, and we don't have the answers. But every time something like this happens, we get more information quicker. We're gaining on them, Kurt. And one time, soon, they're going to get caught with their hand in the cookie jar so definitively they'll never back out of it. Time is a ticking, and it will happen. We're getting too good. The internet's too good. There's too much sharing of information. Too many eyewitnesses. Too much video being taken. Too much. They're documenting us as lab rats, as government. But you know what? We're documenting them too. And I'm telling you right now that if they keep up these false flag operations, it's not going to be long until we're going to catch them red-handed at it, Kurt. We're gaining on them. Think how much in what, 15 days or whatever it's been since this happened, we've gained on this thing. We're gaining on them, and they better beware. I would just wish they'd stop the false flag operations in the first place. However, whenever we move towards freedom, they're going to go ballistic. You see Antifa in the streets and government protecting Antifa, too. And Black Lives Matter and all kinds of other terrorist organizations. Well, they then point at me and say I'm a domestic threat for some reason. I could just go off as a lone wolf anytime tomorrow. Well, just so you know, I'm not on any medications whatsoever. And if they tell you that I'm suicidal, they lied. I'm telling you right now. It's a lie. So all I can tell you is we're doing good work. And I'm not making definitive, irresponsible claims. Can the government, the FBI, and the sheriff say the same, Kurt? I don't think so. All right, any final thoughts?
You know, I don't really think of anything else to add on this, Sam. You know, it's like you say, we've covered it. And, you know, we welcome people's involvement, people's contributions, people's thoughts. You know, it's nice to see the new media that, at least in my opinion, is taking center stage, and the old media is just trying to catch up. But, you know, there was one thing that I wondered about if you knew about. There was a guy, I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but his name was Eric Church. I think he was one of the performers there.
Yeah, Eric Church is a country singer.
Yeah.
He's having a record year, one of his songs, by the way, Kurt, just so you know.
Is it a pretty good one? I heard a short speech by him where he was saying that when he was there, I guess he wasn't there on the last day, but some of his, what he calls his people, were, you know, some of the ones that died. And he was speaking in Nashville, and he had done a new song about this, you know, something about why wasn't it me, or, you know, something like that. And, you know, so I just thought I'd mention that. You'll have to see if you can find it. But, you know, he in the thing that I saw about it, you know, he was very touched. He said something like, you know, the goodness of the people that were there, that were loving America and that kind of thing. He said, no amount of bullets can take that away.
That's for sure. We got to do that big time, Kurt. And it's something that we need to work hard on. Something that, in my opinion, we just cannot ignore, right?
Yep. And, you know, when you look at these situations, you know, other things in the news, there's a lot of different things happening. You mentioned the Weinstein thing. In my opinion, one of the key things there with the takeaway is when you dig deep into this, this is a Hollywood type guy, a big producer kind of guy who, well, he's done things that are reprehensible, and yet instead of the media covering him because he was kind of their guy, they would spike stories. And what that means is somebody brings a story in about a guy and the editors don't want to put it on, then they would just, you know, not cover that. He literally went in, at least some of the reports that I've seen, is he's gone in to the New York Times himself, had people like Matt Damon and other big, you know, like Ben Affleck and others go in and ask him not to put a story on about him. So they recognize the power of the media. And, you know.
Yeah, but the conservatives don't, Kurt.
Well, it's a good point.
They're just not even engaged. They're just
looking,
you know?
They're just looking for profits in the most of the cases. But
and I'm for
thank
profits,
goodness they're
but I think
the ones
beyond cash profits oftentimes, Kurt.
Well, at least to me, any of those really profitable individuals. I mean, let's say you're making, you know, $1 million a month in the booming economy or something. If the government wants to, Sam, they could literally take every penny you've got They really could.
Yeah, they could. And by the way, that's why I run Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Radio and Liberty News Daily as thin as we possibly can.
Right.
90% of our costs are labor.
Yeah, number one reason you do it that way is, you know, we're forced to. We don't really have, you know.
Yeah, but another reason, though, is that we're harder to take down that way. I would prefer to run it similar, get a little bit more money, but spread it out to where, hey, with or without money, for the most part, we could run things. But, you know, there needs to be enough money to where people can at least survive doing it, right?
Good.
And there's kind of a balance. But the thinner you run it, the better off you are. And that's why I haven't depended on Google advertising or you know, Facebook or YouTube or some of these things. I know a lot of people say, Sam, you get a lot bigger if you do those things. Yeah, but I'd be in jeopardy of my whole thing toppling. There's a lot of these big guys now that are wondering if they can stay alive when YouTube and Google change their algorithms to lock them out of the news game. Mm-hmm. That's of concern. Now, I'm not saying I can do everything to stop them from stopping me.
Good point.
But the simpler I keep my operations, the less affected I'll be. And anyway, we're doing the best we can, folks. We do our very best to provide a valuable news service. I want to really quickly talk about Ammon Bundy, Cliven Bundy, and others. Their trial got delayed over the shooting, Kurt.
Yeah.
Because they say they can't get a fair trial now. My response is, why don't they change the venue and carry on? Or why don't they just dismiss the whole case because in Oregon they already said not guilty?
Amen to that.
Why don't we just, okay, why are we going to hold on to this thing? But these guys have been rotting in prison, literally innocent until proven guilty, literally for well over a year, Kurt. Why doesn't Donald or the government do the honorable thing and free these guys?
Well, and look at what happens if you're, Harvey Weinstein, or if you're Bill Cosby. Do they put them in jail while they wait?
I want to be recognized, too. Yeah. You got to remember Bill me. Who I am, don't
when you? When you put, you know, when there's some problem for those guys, do they put them in jail and say, well, we got to wait and keep you guys here for the trial? No.
Yeah, don't you know Hillary's rotting in jail right now, Kurt?
Right.
Your point's well taken. Why? See, that's the problem with America, and that's why we don't trust them.
TheFreedomCoalition.com.
As soon as they start doing more of the honorable things, though, and creating transparency and accountability, we'll start to trust them, Kurt. We want to give them our trust. But they gotta earn it. Isn't that what the Founding Fathers would say, Kurt, you think? Or do you think they just blindly trust their
government? Even Reagan said trust, but verifying.
Yeah, I don't trust, though. I'm 30 years ago, you might be able to do that.
Well, it's all part of the verification process.
Okay, in that sense, I agree. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live, hour one of the can, hour two coming up. And we got a whole lot of news the networks refuse to use for hour two, so we'll rifle through a ton of news for you, okay? Hang tight, put on your seatbelts, because it's a ripping ride, that's for sure. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.